Caleb Quinlan with us. Let's take a look at this crop, if we could, over 2023. What did we learn this past growing season?
Yeah, I think it was very variable across even the state of Missouri, which is where I'm located. Had good rains in northwest Missouri, so they had a pretty good crop. They had some wind damage in some places, but then you go over to the eastern side where I cover, and very, very dry. We still had some good yields, but very sporadic rainfall. So some people were a little bit hurt with the season, but there's still some good yields out there. Beans turned out a little bit better than the corn did this year.
So some of those droughty conditions, how does that set us up for next year?
I think more people are just looking to diversify their portfolio a little bit, you know, put more stock into some different hybrids, some different varieties, just so they don't put all their eggs in one basket. So I think that that's important to do, especially as farmers grow larger, you know, just to diversify a little bit. And Brevant brings some Aquamax products to the market, so I think that there'll be a little bit more interest than in prior years with the drought that we just had.
You see anything new that growers should be looking at as they start making those plans?
Yeah, with the drought, we did see a little bit more nematode pressure, especially in some sandier soil conditions, a little bit more SDS show up. So we also brought in a newer peaking soybean assist nematode trait. We're looking at bringing some more later group threes as well, but we already have a lot of the early to mid group twos with that peaking resistance. It's just something to diversify the current soybean assist nematode traits.
So when that grower is making decisions, and certainly always new hybrid varieties coming into the mix, how would you weigh that? How much should that grower look at trying new things versus some of the hybrids and varieties that have been around for a while?
Well, obviously you want to plant stuff that has had success on your farm, but I think the progression that we're seeing with some of the new launches that we've had this past year, our 2023 class on the soybean side had a 2.6 bushel yield advantage versus prior classes, and our corn advanced about 3.18 bushels in Missouri for those new classes. So I think it's important that they take a little bit, but not their entire farm. You know, you keep using what you've found consistent on your own farm and mix in some new stuff to bring success to your farm.
Good deal. We're talking Brevant with Caleb Quinlan again at Trade Talk at the NAFB convention.